Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cheese and Pickle.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me this week is the co-writer and co-star of Channel 4's Lee and Dean and the co-host of If You're Happy and You Know It, the mental health podcast, Miles Chapman.
Hello.
For coming.
Thanks so much for having me. I talked over you there. I'm sorry.
I don't mind. I think it's your enthusiasm, and I find it infectious.
I just can't wait to talk about this program.
I know. Just say it. Don't hide it anymore. Tell me what you've brought to talk about.
I have bought to talk about Human Remains.
Oh my God, I love this series.
I know, it's a wonderful thing. Which broadcast in 2000 on BBC. Yeah. Written and created and performed by Rob Brydon and Julia Davis.
I mean, what a dream team.
Absolutely. Pairing. And what is wonderful about this programme is that, with the exception maybe of that Peter Kay thing, which came out not that long after, actually.
Yes, there was a similar time.
It is. Yeah. Where there are six completely separate sets of characters in separate worlds, and they're siloed off. So none of
just
the episodes...
Standalone.
Yeah. The standalone episodes, none of them bleed into each other. The narrative doesn't get pulled through.
Yeah.
It's completely alone.
I like that.
Yes, I do. I do as well. And they are, without exception... I would say not almost. I think they're perfect. I don't know of any other program that I go back to so often, time and time and time again, and I still get as much pleasure out of it as I did the first time I saw it.
Yeah, I have effectively asked you to pick your favorite, even though you can't, because they're six perfect, beautiful
they
things.
Are, but.
But we are talking about one particular one today. We can talk about all of them, though. We've got time.
Spindolero. Yeah. Very good on toes, isn't it?
Brilliant.
It's so good because he plays such a rotten cunt.
He's a dreadful, dreadful shit.
Dreadful human being. Yeah. But there's one particular scene when he's talking about Debbie Prosser.
Yes, so he's called Steve.
Steve.
Blonde, and, crew cut,
yeah,
football shirt.
And she, and Julia Davis is playing, do we find out her real name?
Michelle,
of course it is. Am I talking about?
You barely notice
it
because she so blends into the background.
But it's
so brilliantly.
Spindolero.
Yeah.
And so,
his downtrodden second choice girlfriend.
Yeah, so because Debbie Prosser finished with him and he constantly began it.
Yeah.
So basically she's told, with no uncertain terms, that she was second choice.
And she
and
has
he's gonna
to basically,
have,
yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have to put up with that.
It's just dreadful. It's like, it's basically sort of a mock doc, isn't it, effectively?
Yeah.
They're talking to an unseen interview about their relationship, their daily lives, all a bit sort of, you know, humdrum, everyday stuff.
Yeah, so it's narrative, intercut with talking heads.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it was improvised.
Yes. Now, I was going to ask you about this. How much of that do you do? Is that something you're into, or are you very much script?
No, very much. So Lee and Dean was pretty much all improvised. So when we write Lee and Dean, it's sort of like an all script without dialogue. It's going to make no sense at all.
No, I know what you mean. It's like if you're writing the clangers, you know, the whistles are just noises, but you know what they're trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll go to a scene and we'll have the action and the characters in it and we'll say what needs to happen. So we know the emotional through line of characters and what that scene's trying to convey.
Yeah.
But it's up to people in that scene to say how they want to say that and bring that out.
Okay.
So we get some golden moments of dialogue and comedy.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And it's all, you know, it's shot and it's cut a bit like a documentary, really.
Yeah.
Which I think Human Remains was probably done in a very similar way.
Very much looks like
I think,
it, doesn't it?
You know, because you look online, there's a lot of outtakes. There's a hell of a lot of extra footage that never got used.
Which lets you know that there obviously was a lot of riffing going on.
Absolutely.
Bit
of free jazz.
Very nice. Very nice.
So there's a particular scene at the bus stop.
Debbie Prosser. Other woman in my life apart from Michelle.
Stephen says he loves her the most, though, out of both of us.
I'm going to lie to you, Michelle. I'm Michelle, of a girl, Debbie. Athlete, runner, ran for the county, special diet. Met another bloke running, dumpy the same night. Roger Lewis. Fair play, I mean, you know. My head only came to his pelvis. Lovely girl, isn't she? Dark hair, Scottish.
Do you wish you'd married her?
Of course I do.
And, so basically he says about Debbie Prosser and, you know, how she's second best, but he's, you know, you have to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And she's eating the yoghurt and he gets the yoghurt and smears it all around her mouth and sort of licks it all and then just basically goes to hump her.
Spindolero, Casalino,
David!
Oh, in her mouth. My girl.
David!
Look at that, squeal. 9.5 weeks. Watch. For my thumb. 9.5 weeks.
I like yogurt.
Bearing in mind, she's like 6 months pregnant.
Oh, God, no, she's heavily pregnant.
Heavily pregnant, maybe
really
more
pregnant
than that, yeah.
He kind of straddles her at the bus stop, doesn't he, up against the
bus
stop.
It's a gorgeous scene, and it's hideous.
And it says everything about both characters.
It does.
Like, his lack of self-awareness, her kind of like, she's so low self-esteem and so low status. She doesn't care that, one, he just talks about the love of his life in front of her, and two, that people are now going to see her basically being penetrated at the bus stop. She's like, I don't care, I just love him.
And
it says a lot about their characters.
It does. But actually, there is a couple of moments where she's sort of taking the piss out of him behind his back.
Yes.
Just the rabbit ears.
Oh, she gets a little bit of
power. And she
back.
Just gets a little bit of pat. But you know when there's that scene where they're organising who's sitting where at the table and he eats the peach? You know that?
Yes.
And she turns her back and sort of swaps them round again.
Yes.
It's
little subversive victories that she has.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole of her life is a defeat, but then she just gets a little bit back.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And there's another little scene which I adore as well, which is where they're going to try the wedding dress.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And he is doing sort of pretend karate and grabs the shop owner around the neck.
Yes.
It's just, oh, God.
She doesn't want him to do that, does
fucking
she?
Fucking brilliant. It's superb. It's utterly superb.
But even those performances are so brilliant. They're kind of, because the shop assistant in that wedding, the bridal shop, it's just great. She's sort of looking at Michelle going, what are you, a 12, a 14? And Michelle just goes, I'm 31.
31. Just, yeah, I have my own sausages.
She sets it up beautifully. It's brilliant. It's so brilliant.
And the way she calls Diane Lady Diane.
Lady Diane.
Diane.
She tried to kill herself the day that Lady Diane died in the tunnel. She tried to kill herself. And then she said, I went in the tunnel. Not that one.
Just a subway.
One near Newport.
Yeah. Oh, it's the whole
just
thing.
To think how she might have felt.
Yeah. I would recommend anyone. I think, although albeit split up into like quarter of an hour chunks, I think most of them are on there. I have favourites out there. They're all brilliant. I have favourites out of them.
Yeah, okay.
Also, the couple, the swingers that run the B&B.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
my
mum,
God.
The dying mum in the room.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It's basically obviously what Julia Davis went on to do a lot of with Nighty Night and basically everything she makes.
You can see the genesis of her story going forward from those programmes.
Deep discomfort starts there and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And it's always inappropriate. It's always something to do with bodily fluids. And But she is so bright and so kind of original with the way she shapes her stories. And her characters are so awful, but you kind of believe them somehow. And have you ever worked with Julia Davis?
I had I had an audition with her.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get the part, sadly.
What was that like?
That was brilliant. I went in the room and thought, oh my goodness, Julia Davis.
No, I know, shit.
Yeah.
Was it her thing or were you just auditioning?
No, it was her thing, Sally Forever.
Amazing.
Yeah, I didn't get the part.
But you know,
it don't matter.
That's the second show in a row, I will say, where she's worn the same red leather jacket and had the same hairstyle.
Yeah.
And I think basically played the same character. So like she has to like I mean, a lot of people do that though, don't they? Matt Berry plays the same character.
He does. He's in Camping. That's
he does
the
it
same
really
thing.
Well.
Yeah, Matt Berry's. I know Matt. I've played a gig with Matt Berry. I've been on stage with him. I know Matt. Yeah.
He's great. But, you know, once you've got that really distinctive voice and that really distinctive delivery, it's like no one will let you do anything else.
No, of course they won't. Absolutely.
One day
not.
I want to see him play like, I don't know, a 100-year-old small woman with a tiny voice. Just something. I don't know, something different. Stretch yourself, Matt.
A really old Japanese woman.
I know that's not how the business works, but still.
One more thing I was going to say about Hugh Remains is I would say to anyone who think, and I'm not trying to big up Rob Brydon here, but who thinks Rob Brydon is just a game show host or panel show host.
We can't sell short his involvement.
No.
She is amazing.
Yes, she is. But no, absolutely. And also just Bryn in Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, God, perfect.
Yeah. He is so much more than that. And I think if you watch Hugh Remains, it shows what a talented man he is.
It's
he's
true.
Incredible.
He doesn't do so much of this
no,
at
he
the
doesn't.
Moment, does he?
And no, it's a real... he hasn't done it for a while. And who would blame him? You know, 8 out of 10 cats. No, would I lie to you? Sorry.
That's it, would I lie to you?
He's probably been paid handsomely. That's a nice little number.
No, but we do miss him playing these... Yeah. Horrible characters when he's being Steve in this episode, and he's remember the bit where he's describing obviously Steve is wildly homophobic,
yeah, of course,
and he's
puff,
describing
he says,
like, he's a short puff, and he's describing somebody else in the village they don't like because he's a short puff, and then he goes on to describe short, cropped blonde hair, loud shirts, like describes
exactly
himself,
what he's wearing,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I start to see where we're going with this now, and it's just brilliant, it's a quick throwaway thing, but it's just. The layers he gets into his character. And I guess some of that must be just decided, but it seems like they're discovering as they go. It's quite exciting to watch them sometimes just coming up with stuff in the room.
It's gorgeous.
Thrilling.
When he, thrilling, that's a brilliant word. It's when he says, what are you in? Cod. COD and Van Damme eats every day. I do what I can. Van Damme. And it's just that shows where his reference points
yeah.
are.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, it's, oh, God almighty, it's a wonderful.
It's so clever.
I could eulogise about that series.
I know.
It only went for one series. I kind of understandably.
Do you think they just said, look, we've tried stuff, we're fine, we've got other stuff
yeah,
to do?
Yeah, quite
now,
possibly. And... But I would say to anyone who wants to see a masterclass in performance and story
yeah.
and just silliness and wonderfulness, go and watch Human Remains.
What's the posh couple and the guy says, or that she says to him, or he says to her, no, she says to him that he needs to be buried upright or something when
that's
he dies
right. yeah.
because he's permanently priapic.
And when she goes, my favourite moment in that is when she opens the wash bag and sniffs yes. his comb oh. in front of him. Oh, it's gorgeous.
They're terrible people.
Yeah, they're very, all very, very damaged, terrible people.
Do
yeah.
you know what I would pay if I had limitless funds? I would pay them a lot to do another series of Human
Remains. Yes,
Remains.
I would.
Because think what they could bring to it now.
Oh,
I mean,
my
just
God.
The combined experience and they've yeah. both done other things, that would be something.
Yeah.
Come on.
It
and
is.
And they give you a part in every episode because
yeah.
it's your idea. You just thought that, right?
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, perfect. So, I'm like, yeah, no, let's do that. Let's get them back together, please. Anyway, thank you for bringing Human Remains.
You're more than welcome.
But can you just come back for like five more episodes and we'll do each episode of Human Remains? We'll
I think
that?
That's a great idea, isn't
just
it? Yeah.
Love it so much.
Yeah.
Before you go, would you like to delve into the Box of Delights?
The Box of Delights. I'd love
and
to
have
do.
One of my questions.
I will have one of your questions. Oh.
Is it a hard one?
No.
That's a big sigh.
Ant or deck? What does that mean?
Oh, well, now, this, I think I wrote this question before
what,
all the awfulness.
So is this that, okay?
One's
so,
going to be put to death and one gets to live.
Okay, can I ask, what's the context here? Is it going on
no,
holiday with?
No, just Ant or deck.
For what? To make love to? I don't know. What?
I mean, do you want to make love to either
no,
Ant
not,
or
not
Ant
particularly.
Or deck?
Not particularly. But I'm just wondering, Ant or deck, what, to redecorate my home? I don't know what's the concept.
I think it'd be quicker if they both did it.
I think you're right.
I think that was a bit of a throwaway.
Well,
just,
oh,
just which
God,
one do you,
I don't know. That's the poison chalice,
it's
that
impossible
question.
To answer
it is
now.
Impossible.
It used to be impossible to answer because they were both equally adorable. And now it's like, oh, one's got a dark underbelly. Oh, we're not sure. But yeah, no, I basically, who would you like to go for a cup of tea with now?
I think Ant.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because he's got an interesting story to tell now. Yeah.
I think it shows that he's human. And actually,
yeah,
you know,
allowed
below
to
all
be
that sheen,
you.
You know, he's had problems. And,
yeah.
you know, poor sod, he has, but he's come through it and come out the other side. And I have problems, and we all have problems.
Did you have problems?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had a breakdown 2 years ago.
Did you
that
really?
Was rad. Yeah, it's great.
Was that when you were on telly?
Just after. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Do you know, that happens to a lot of people who suddenly
yeah.
get successful.
Yeah. And,
it bends your brain, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was horrible. I'm fine now.
I'm very sorry for your breakdown.
No. Yes, thank you. I'm just saying, it just shows, you know, Will Young, so there's
yeah.
sad, sorry, he left Strictly because he just couldn't cope.
Yeah.
And poor sod. It's
and it's
horrible.
So public and so horrible, isn't it? When
people
it
don't
like
realise how crippling it is. This is a different podcast altogether.
It's fine.
But it is. It's horrible. It completely
yeah.
destroys you. It's horrible.
You could probably give him some advice or something.
Yeah.
Because you're wiser now, aren't you?
Giving him advice. Yeah, so Ant or deck. And that's why I think I'd choose
wow,
deck.
That's awesome.
Ant even.
You can't. Yeah. You still can't tell them apart.
No,
that's
I can't.
Terrible. After all this,
I had to think for a moment which one's which. there we go.
Miles or is it Mark? I can't remember which one.
Never know.
Thank you yeah. for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed at Box Delights Pod. Come and say hello. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.